Day 10. What I want is...
Marta, I overheard something in a conversation yesterday that intrigued me.
Oh? What was that?
Two guys were having an argument about fast food that went something like this. One says, "Eat one of those cheeseburgers and you'll gain 5 pounds." The other says, "It's the burger that puts on the pounds, not the cheese." Then the first guy says, "What puts on the pounds is the whole thing."
What's intriguing about all that?
It's all the, what's that word, focalizing that's going on.
What do you mean, Patrick?
Well, the sentence, "It's the burger that puts on the pounds," is the kind we talked about in the last session, where the burger is the constituent that gets the focus, right, Marta?
Right.
But then you've got, "What puts on the pounds is the whole thing." Isn't this another example of focus, where the constituent here is the whole thing?
Of course. Right again. Hadn't thought about that one. Nice observation. But how do you get it?
What do you mean?
Well, what's the corresponding sentence without the focus on the whole thing?
Oh, okay. The whole thing puts on the pounds.
Yes, which would be the appropriate thing to say if the notion of putting on the pounds is being mentioned for the first time. And puts on the pounds, of course, is a...
constituent.
Can you keep the sentence, "The whole thing puts on the pounds," and change the focus to the subject?
I guess it would be, "The whole thing puts on the pounds," with stress on the whole thing.
Which is pretty much the same as the derived sentence, "What puts on the pounds is the whole thing."
So there are two possibilities here for where to make the whole thing the focus.
And in both cases, it must be a...
constituent. But isn't there still another way to show focus with these examples?
I don't know. What are you thinking of?
I can turn it around, at least in my dialect. Put the whole thing first and follow with "what puts on the pounds."
Oh, right. I forgot about that. You're way ahead of me, Patrick. So what do you get?
The whole thing is what puts on the pounds.
Where again, what you're moving around is a...
constituent.
PS2. Ambiguity. Elizabeth III, longest reigning queen. Surplus store owner sentenced to prison. Life means caring for hospital director. Garden Grove resident, naive, foolish judge says.